Go ahead, Mitchell.
Brian, what's kind of the mindset today as you guys prepare for a big challenge tomorrow against Tampa Bay?
I think today's all about kind of regrouping and, you know, refocusing, kind of taking lessons and learning from the last couple of games. You know, there were some positives, but definitely wasn't our best hockey, and we're trying to get ready for, you know, one of our tougher games of the season tomorrow.
What kind of lessons are you guys kind of hoping to take from the last two?
Just more consistency, getting off to a better start, you know, getting our focus back on defense and not giving up as much. And I think we all know we have a lot of skilled guys and we can score goals, but, you know, just that defense first mentality and trusting that we'll get offense in the game.
You and a couple of the others have said, even Ryan, after the, you know, even a week ago when you were on such a great run, that you weren't reaching around to slap yourselves on the back. And yet, I guess, is it human nature that sometimes you start to coast a little bit when things are coming a little bit easier?
Yeah, I mean, you can say it as much as you want. I mean, in the back of your mind, you know, when you're having success and, you know, we had a couple of games where, I mean, they weren't easy, but we were, everything was clicking and, you know, we were getting the bounces and playing well. And, you know, you kind of go into the next games thinking that they all might look like that and that things might get easy. But it doesn't. I mean, there's no easy games in this league. And, you know, we kind of found that out the tough way the last couple of games. And now it's a real test for us to kind of put those behind us and try and get back to the way we were playing before.
How beneficial can a sort of a boot to the head be like that when you know, the stark reality of life in the NHL gets you in 48 hours?
Yeah, it can be. It's definitely puts you in your place a bit. I mean, we're riding high and it's in the top of the league, and you know, we have two games like that that we weren't happy about and that we know we can play better than. And that's the way it goes. I mean, you're not going to play a perfect 82 games and you're not going to be really good every night, but it's trying to do that more often than not is the biggest challenge, and the good teams do it, and we're finding a way to you know, to put those behind us and get you know, back on track faster than we used to.
You take solace, Brian, I guess, in the fact that it's the same exact same group that was, you haven't lost anybody. Nobody's out with injury other than the same guys that were. It's the same. In fact, guys are trickling back. Same group that was very successful and was doing all the right things just a few days ago.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I think we're still confident in the dressing room, and we still believe that we're a really good team and we can beat anyone. It's just that mindset of approaching each game like it's going to be a really tough game and your opponent's going to be ready to play. And you know, I think we just got to get back to that, and you know, it's all about that mindset. I mean, like you said, I mean, there's no easy games or easy stretches in this league, and any team can win on any given night. So we just got to get back to that.
What is it about the defensive nature of the game that's maybe slipped a little bit in the last couple of days? Is it structure? Is it compete? Is it puck pursuit? What is it, Brian?
I think a bit of it's we've kind of had slow starts the last couple of games. We haven't been really good out of the gates, and we find ourselves kind of behind a goal or two, and then that's when you start looking for the easy ways to get offense. And you know, once you start doing that, it kind of seeps into the rest of your game, and it's hard to get that back. And I think you know, it all you know, starts with how you come into the game that first period, those first couple of shifts. But if you get behind, you know, sticking to the game plan and not looking for, you know, the easy way out.
If anybody knows that, it's you guys, because you chased a lot of games last year and you didn't have to really do that this season.
Yeah, and I feel like the games we have been behind this year, we've done a good job of getting back into. And even last night, we got back into it and tied the game. And you know, I feel like that's one of the things I've noticed a lot more this year. I feel like in the past, once we got behind, just, you know, we had trouble getting back into those games. And it's definitely a good sign when you don't have the start you want and when you get behind that we're staying in it.
So what your opponents tomorrow is going to say? I mean, if anything was going to get the juices going, it's the premier club in the National Hockey League and the Stamkos is the dynamic duo there. I mean, that's got to be, that's exciting for a club that you're going up against the best.
Yeah, it's going to be a really tough game, and we know that, and it's going to be a good measuring, you know, stick for us to see where we're at right now. And I think we're going to have a good start against these guys. We don't want to be chasing them, chasing the game and getting behind early, because they are playing so well and they're a dangerous team. And we're really going to have to focus on defense and shutting them down, because they've got some dangerous guys.
Finally, for me, on top of that, for whatever reason, you guys have always played well here, and it's always been a kind of a robust game between these two teams that you don't see a lot of each other anymore. Why is that? Can you put your finger on it?
I'm not sure. I mean, I played these guys a lot back when we were in Atlanta in the Southeast, but, you know, sometimes you get those type of games against teams that you don't see very often, and for some reason against these guys, they're always fast, physical games, and they're always good games, so I'm not sure what the reason for that is.